The following is an exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. A strong finish to the 2012 season has the Panthers looking forward to the new year. Step behind closed doors and sit in on the Panthers' final team meeting.
Hey guys, enjoy the offseason. We'll see you soon.
The four-game win streak is the fuel as this team moves forward into an offseason of expectation and growth. This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network, and you've stepped into the huddle. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera.
Very good finish to a tough year. Thank you, guys. And I do mean that. First of all, thank you to the guys that were leaders on this team.
Early Monday morning, the 2012 Carolina Panthers gathered one final time as a team. You're now behind closed doors and have total access at Bank of America Stadium.
We went through it. We finished on a very strong note. What's that tell you going forward? It tells you who you can be. You're a very good football team and become a great football team.
There are always administrative details to attend to. Off-season instructions are given and final words from the head coach.
Hey guys, enjoy the off-season. We'll see you soon.
Hello and welcome into the Panthers Huddle and welcome into our final episode of the 2012 season. I'm Mick Mixon. We begin this show with that morning after feeling, the Monday morning following the last game when the team gathers for the final time before dispersing into the off season.
Thomas Davis, Nike jersey. I had to get one. It's only right.
They trade autographed jerseys, they swap phone numbers, and they regale one another with stories of another season and of what lies ahead.
It'll be exciting. You know, you got to look at yourself and kind of reevaluate where you are, what you got to improve on, and, you know, there's an offseason to do that, and you got to come back ready to go next year.
The scene looks a lot like the final day of high school, with good friends laughing about shared experiences, but also realizing that this exact group of people will never be together again. Some will return, some will not. It's just the way of the world in the National Football League. The Panthers walk away from the 2012 season riding a four-game win streak, victorious in five of the final six games, with lingering thoughts about what might have been.
I know we're a playoff-caliber team, man. I just know it. So, you know, it really sucks to hang up at a time like this. We had a great run, but hey, we finished strong, and we got Coach Rivera behind us. So I couldn't ask for more.
We welcome into the huddle the head coach of the Carolina Panthers and the star of our show, Coach Ron Rivera. Coach, what a strong finish for you and your football team with wins in four of the last four games. What did this group of men show you down the stretch?
Well, basically, Mick, the one thing they did was they didn't quit. They didn't quit on themselves. They didn't quit on their teammates. They didn't quit on the fans. They played hard, and that's a big tribute to them and to their position coaches, to the coordinators. I thought the guys did an outstanding job and really just being dedicated as we finished the season.
Did what happened, Coach, toward the end of the season kind of change your view and even instill more hope in you about what this team can do in 2013?
You know, Mick, I don't want to say it changed my view as much as solidified my view. I know this is a good football team. I know this football team's headed in the right direction. There's a lot of quality football players on this football team. We've answered a lot of questions the last 2 years as to certain positions, one being quarterback, one being middle linebacker, the other one being some of the things that we did on the defensive side of the ball I thought was outstanding, and then some of the things that we did with our playmakers I thought was very, very good. So I really do believe this football team is headed in the right direction.
You're making progress on special teams too, Coach?
I believe so, Mick. I really do. I like the way the guys finish. I like the way they play hard. It was great to see the things that did go on the last few weeks. And, you know, the big plus, and I know you're going to razz them about it, was the Armani Edwards' big punt return.
Punter giving chase.
No, not punter.
Oh,
and
no!
Punter.
And the punter!
Still to come on the Panthers Huddle. Coach and Eugene, get ready for some serious X's and O's as we warm up the huddle touchscreen. Also, more total access to your team. Join an emotional locker room following the season finale win in New Orleans.
I want to say thank you to Coach Rivera for his leadership, yes, sir. Everything he's done for us, man.
That was a hell of a team victory, guys. It really was. There were a lot of things that went on in this game. There were a lot of things that preceded this game. You guys have shown and proven exactly what you become. You've become a good football team that's on its way to becoming a great football team.
Yes, sir.
Again, I can't thank you guys enough. Thank you.
Hey. Darn. Hey.
down here. He's been getting his game balls out all year. Yep. I want to say thank you to Coach Rivera for his leadership, everything he's done for us, man.
Hey, let this be a challenge for everybody. When you go home and when you're home on the offseason, man, do a self-scout on yourself, man. Thorough. Because there's a lot of things that happened this game and throughout this whole season. It was this close off, and we could have did just a little bit more. We could have gave just a little bit more, and we would have won that game. Y'all know it. I know it. All the coaches know it. You know what I'm saying? And just think about that, man.
Team on three. Team on three. One, two, three. Team.
Well, welcome back to the Panthers huddle. Coach Rivera, an emotional locker room. Understandably so. Things were absolutely great. What did you tell your guys in the locker room after the game?
I just told them that this is what they can be, more so than anything else, Eugene. I thought the way they played down the stretch, doing the things that they did, doing it with patchwork in certain positions too, I thought was outstanding because it just showed that we've got some young players that are ready to step up, and we've got quality depth in a lot of those positions, so it was exciting.
Well, Coach, I wanted you to take us through a play. This is one of the patented plays of the game. First of all, Coach, what defense are these guys in?
Right now they're showing they're in a middle open. It's a base four-man front, three linebackers, four DBs. They've got a middle open. It's a good play position for us to run the football against this defensive group, which we do.
Because you got two deep here, he's two deep. These guys up here, up front, and he should be coming down.
Yes, he should. Or it could be quarters. But for the most part, Eugene, it's middle open, so it only tells you there's seven in the box.
All right, we got seven in the box, Coach. And as this play begins, I want to stop it right here. You got so many guys pulling. What's going on down here, Coach?
Well, for the most part, what we did was we pulled the tack. We pulled the guards and the backside guard as well. We created an angle right through here as far as blocks are concerned, cutting them off, and then working to the next level. Great cut here, though, by D'Angelo. Watch how he sets it up and gets back inside and cuts right down through the middle of the defense.
And this is what I like about it. Now, it's foot race. I'm going to outrun everybody. And D'Angelo, 210 yards, but just really show what he's definitely capable of doing. But it's something we knew all along. Now, the next play I want to go to is one with the Redskins. And this is why I want to look at the end zone shot, because you got some tremendous blocking by the interior of your offensive line. Coach, take us through this, the offensive line blocking. I'm going to slow it down to you. Start it, slow it, stop it right here, Coach. Draw for me, if you will, Coach.
For the most part, what happened here is, you know, we went ahead and we protected basically because what they've did is they mugged the front. They put linebackers in both A gaps, and then they rushed them both. And really what happens on this, so it becomes man-to-man blocking, and then a great job picking up by the running back who came from the side of Cam. Made a great block right there, and look at the pocket that Cam now has to throw the ball downfield to Steve.
And what I love about Cam's shoulders, his shoulders are pointing down the football field, not giving up, and now at the last second, and if we stop this, that young man can flat out jump, and he's been exceptional all year long. Steve Smith has been a beast. He's been blocking, he's been catching the ball, doing everything you need to do.
Y'all got some unbelievable toys to play with. Y'all know y'all are going to miss this in the offseason. Yeah. But, Coach, that game that Eugene and you were just speaking of, that's week 9 against Washington. Was that maybe an indicator for your football team that you had turned a corner in a way?
To a degree it has. You know, this is a good football team that we were playing against. They had a lot of weapons. We were able to shut them down. In fact, we're the last team to beat the Redskins in the regular season. So that's a little feather in our cap as well, Mick.
What about the development of Cam Newton, Coach, and in what ways was he a different player on and off the field the second half of the year?
You know, probably the biggest thing, you really saw him take a lot of pressure off himself. You saw him start protecting the football, having fewer and fewer negative plays as far as taking sacks or turning the ball over for that matter. He made a lot of good decisions, a lot of quick decisions, and you saw his leadership on the field, off the field, really start to take hold. So I think he's really taken some big steps. He's become the player I really do believe that he can become, and he still has a long way to go to be one of the great, great, great all-time players in this league, I think.
Now, you and Eugene both play defense, so you know that a good football team has to have a quarterback on offense, and then someone has to quarterback the defense. In what way is Luke Kuechly stepping into that role for you?
Well, I think the big thing that you see Luke do is not just handle our huddle calls and getting our front set, but he helps with the checks. He helps with the adjustments that we have to make. And then just his ability as a football player. I think that's tremendous. And then you top that with his leadership, the skills that he's showing in terms of taking over the huddle, taking over on the sidelines. Those things are important because, you know, you want players looking up to you or looking to you. And in certain situations, he's the kind of guy that you most certainly do want taking that leadership role.
Back.
Panthers Huddle will be right back. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera continues with the Bojangles Rewind.
One, two, three.
Piss ball.
It's almost about that time.
Win. Drew Brees with room, with time to throw. Pressure coming backside and down. Brees goes.
That time a big sack coming off the edge outside by Charles Johnson.
D'Angelo Williams has got potential up the middle wide open. He cuts to the left and he's out of bounds at the 1-inch line. Tolbert, middle crowded, angles left, touchdown.
And Tolbert just finished off the job.
Cam Newton fakes the screen, left side, throws right side, intercepted. It's a pick six. Threw it right into the numbers of Jonathan Vilma. The Saints have taken the lead. Snap a little bit behind Norton, but he corrals it. Orients the ball. The kick is good. Splits the uprights, and the Panthers add three. And the New Orleans Saints coming from 10-0 down to take the lead into the halftime locker room, 17-13. Here is the snap, and here's D'Angelo Williams coming near side, breaks into the clear, 40, 35, 30, accelerates, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, D'Angelo Williams. How good, a 54-yard touchdown scamper, D'Angelo Williams. Half-hearted play action fake by Brees. He winds up to throw, intercepted, picked off by Godfrey, and he's down at the 36 of New Orleans. Richie Brockle in motion toward the near sideline. Here's Tolbert right up in there. Yes, sir. Touchdown, Carolina Panthers. Brees has the snap. Panthers rush four. And the Panthers arrive and knock Drew Brees down. It's a sack.
Off a wide nine by Hu Chow Johnson once again. How do you stop Drew Brees? You keep him off the football field or you bring a Chow Johnson and you get a big sack.
First and 10, Carolina, 12-yard line of the Saints. D'Angelo Williams up inside. Middle busy, goes left. It's open. 5, 4, 3, 2. Touchdown, D'Angelo Williams.
Oh, my goodness. That broke their back right there, man.
12-yard touchdown run, D'Angelo Williams. That was some entertaining football game.
Real quick, that last run by D'Angelo Williams put him at 210 for the game. That's a new Panthers single-game rushing run. We said you have to outscore New Orleans to beat him, and that's exactly what it took today.
That Panther win down in New Orleans was really a microcosm of the entire season. Some good, some bad, some exceptional play, some injuries, a lot of perseverance, and then ultimately a strong finish and a win in the season finale. In 2012, the Panthers started 2-8 and then stormed down the stretch, winning 5 of the last 6. The wins came because the players and coaches refused to give up. And as our Panthers insider Mike Kraft explains, worked hard to get better.
A team that can't be beat, won't be beat, can't be beat, won't be beat.
Coming down the stretch, it wasn't necessarily that the Panthers won 5 out of 6 games, but more so how they won those games. With a sense of toughness and confidence that was sorely lacking in the earlier part of the season.
That man's a tackling machine.
We can do more. Keep turning it up. Keep turning it up.
Do more.
There were times beginning in the season opener when the Panthers, more specifically the offensive line, faced an all-out assault and weren't able to rise to the occasion.
Cam Newton was just surrounded by Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
There you go, disengage, disengage. Little lower, Doug. Sit your hips and sink.
It's true that a lot of the improvement came through repetition, but you have to credit head coach Ron Rivera and his staff with pushing the right buttons to pull this team out of their malaise.
Keep going, keep going.
You play with heart, you play with intensity, you play with passion, and that was evident towards the end of the year. We're building, and this is all part of the process. You win big games at the end of the year, get you ready for a playoff run, hopefully the next year, and that's all part of the process.
The season finale was a microcosm of 2012. There were times against the New Orleans Saints when a lesser team would have folded and coasted into the postseason. But to their credit, the Panthers kept pounding and finished strong.
5, 4, 3, 2, touchdown, D'Angelo Williams.
The 44-38 win against the Saints spoke volumes. One thing it did was exhibit the players' sense of loyalty to the coaches who never gave up on them.
Here we go, come together, come together, come together.
play for the staff, we play for each other. The guys in this room, it's something that you start to form in early April when we all come back to lift, and it goes right through OTAs, mini camp, training camp. We don't know any better. You know, this is the group we want to be with and together, and it was really, really exciting to see the way we played in November and December. You got to play good football then. We've done it 2 years in a row now, and that's a really good sign for the future.
Rivera earned some of that respect by rolling up his sleeves and leaving no stone unturned. By the end of the season, he was a blur on the sidelines, and everyone on the field knew exactly what he wanted.
You keep going. You keep going. You keep going.
That fire carried over to the team, and despite a number of key injuries, those left standing were able to band together and make it happen.
I see him as a person, becoming a better person, becoming a better man, and learning how to mend with the different personalities of the guys in the locker room. And when he was able to get all of us on the same page and start building that confidence in our team, and that's when we started to excel.
I think Coach Rivera grew and learned some things, myself included, the team. So, you know, the old adage, we win as a team, we lose as a team. And also, you grow as a team, and we all grew and learned something, and hopefully we can use that to propel ourselves next year.
This is Mike Kraft for the Panthers Huddle.
Now, back to Bank of America Stadium and head coach Ron Rivera.
Already on the show, we've talked a lot, Coach Rivera, about how your team, your players have improved on the field. Did you see the same kind of improvement in your coaching staff as well?
I believe so, Mick. I think, you know, this season was a little different in terms of getting started. Started a little bit slow, but as we went on and kind of found out who we had and what we were as a football team, I thought the coaches really adapted very well, you know, as evident as, you know, we finished off the season with four big wins in a row.
Well, your middle linebacker did an exceptional job, but not only was he a great tackler, but he did some great stuff in the passing game. And, Coach, I want you to take us through because Luke Kuechly gets a huge interception against the Raiders here. And take us through because he's doing some good reading on the fly.
He's doing some great reading on the fly, Eugene. What's going to happen is they're going to run this route, which we call all-go special. They're going to take these guys, and they're going to run these guys through the seam. But what we're looking for, really, and what Luke is really looking for is once he sees this tight end bend underneath him, he will now throw his eyes outside to the number two. The great thing about this, and as you see this, you're going to watch how Captain Munderlin widens that number two just enough to throw the timing off. Luke makes a good read, sees the quarterback's shoulders, and makes a great break.
And I just love this play because he does an incredible job. And as we slow this down, you get to see the first read right there. The second read, look at his shoulders, Coach.
Absolutely. Really what happened on this is, again, Captain Munderlin widened the receiver all the way out over here. So then what happens is Luke, he knows he has time because this guy was widened to here. He has time to break and break flat. This ball is going to be thrown right at the numbers, and Luke knows that because of the route combination. He has a great read, makes a great break, gets the interception.
And a huge play at that moment, but a young man who's been playing exceptional ball. Well, Luke Kuechly does a great job, but the defensive line has done a tremendous job also, Coach. And let's look at a situation where you put them in a throwing situation knowing that you can let your boys eat.
Absolutely. And we know this because it's a third and long situation. What we're going to do is we're going to be able to take away the quick, immediate throw by jamming the receivers, being up in their faces. Then what's going to happen is because we've taken away this areas, the pass rush is going to be able to get to the quarterback. We know the routes have to all be run in this area for them in order to get the first down. So because of that, we know the quarterback has to hold the ball, and we'll be able to get the pass rush there in time.
And, Coach, also, you're getting some really good stuff that's coming up with guys getting pressure up the middle of that football field here. But I love this. Great coverage on the outside. And that's RG3, the Redskins. He is absolutely no joke, but we make mincemeat of him because we got good coverage on the back end of it, of things.
And the big thing, Eugene, was we were able to get them in third and long situations. When you put a team like that in third and long, and you know you can take away those quick, immediate throws, now the quarterback's got to hold the ball to let those routes develop downfield. And because of that, our pass rush is able to get there.
Well, Coach, I want to focus on another play. This is when Thomas Davis gets an interception. But we want to go to the end zone shot because Neblett and Mari Addison do a great job of moving Matt Ryan off his spot for the Atlanta Falcons.
We're going to run what we call a natural. And what's going to happen with this natural is you're going to see right here, we're going to get upfield. And because we get the penetration inside with the three technique, Mario Addison's going to be able to start coming. As soon as he sees the flash by Andre, now he's going to work back underneath and through the crease, and it's going to get him off his mark, force him to throw off his back foot, and that's going to give Thomas Davis the opportunity to make the play.
And, Coach, I love this, too, because, you know, you're only as good as your pass rush. Your pass rush moves him off his spot, and now he's throwing off his back foot. I don't care. Your shoulders are looking like that. You can't throw the ball effectively. I don't care who you are. And Thomas Davis comes up with a huge interception, fourth down and eight.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just some great defensive stuff.
You guys did a great job of drawing up some of the ways in which the Carolina Panthers played well this year of football. Soon, this is the way the game is. We'll have to look ahead. But, Coach, as you look back on the 2012 campaign, what made you proudest of this team?
Just how resilient they were. I think, you know, it could have been real easy for the guys to pack it in, but they didn't. And they played hard because they understand just how important it is to finish and finish strong. As we look forward and we go forward, the biggest thing that we have to do more so than anything else is take from what we've done and make sure we've learned something. That's probably the biggest and most important thing we can do.
Someday, Coach, when you're a lot older and grayer and you're in a rocking chair, probably sipping out of a drink, out of a hollowed fruit or something like that, what will you remember about what disappointed you about this season?
The way we started. I think the biggest disappointment, obviously, we had some rough patches early on, and we had opportunities to win football games, and we didn't. But I think down the stretch, I think as the season progressed, we learned how to close games out. We learned to make plays when we had to. You know, the big interception by Thomas Davis, the big screen pass touchdown catches that we had from D'Angelo Williams. Those are the types of things you have to do in order to win football games.
Well, Coach, we're going to have a draft show coming up soon. We'll talk to you about what your needs are. But Eugene and I, the rest of the staff, we want to thank you for your time all year long. It's been a joy, and let's get after it in 2013.
Thanks, Mick. Appreciate it, Eugene.
On a personal note, you did a great job. Incredible job, Coach.
Well, thank you.
No doubt. Did an excellent job. Well, for Coach Eugene Robinson and for Coach Ronald Eugene Rivera, another season has come to a close on the Panthers huddle. But just because the games are over doesn't mean things slow down here at the stadium. You keep your browser's homepage set on Panthers.com for the latest on your team, the Carolina Panthers. And for all of us, thanks again for the visit, and we'll see you next time soon right here inside the Panthers Huddle.
You've been watching the Panthers Huddle, a copyrighted presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the NFL.